Starting off this segment with Eric, and Whitman wants to talk about lots of trees to prune. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Really good. Thank you for calling.
No problem. I have some acreage out in Whitman, about 10 acres worth, and I have a lot of mature trees on them. I'm talking mesquites that probably have a 24-inch diameter or bigger base, and some Palo Verdes about along that same lines, as well as some younger trees. What is a good time of year to prune these? And I'm talking one of my mesquites I'm going to have to do some major pruning on because it's got big limbs that are laying down, and they're some are dead, some are alive. So I want to clean it up, undercut it to where I've got room underneath of it, so on and so forth. I don't want to damage the tree or hurt the tree. I just want to prune it at the right time of year.
Well, you want to stay away from the really heat of the summer, but depending on the amount of pruning you're doing on each tree, pretty much any time is okay. Even in the winter, some light pruning of your evergreens, like some of your desert trees that you have there, is appropriate. If you're only just doing some light thinning and maybe a little containment pruning, if you're doing some heavier pruning or you're raising up some lower branches to try to, make some of those sprawling desert trees a little bit higher, raised, elevated, so you can walk under them. That type of heavy pruning probably should be done in the spring, early spring, or even in the fall. Stay off of the winter and the summer, the temperature extreme months for doing any heavy pruning on any of your trees. Keep in mind, though, when you do start raising up those desert trees, that they rely upon those lower branches not only for photosynthesis but also for support of the upper branches. So as soon as you start lifting up some of those lower branches, it allows the wind to get underneath those trees, and they're more susceptible to wind damage. You're kind of creating a beach umbrella when you remove all the lower limbs create a bit of a hazard. So be careful of the wind underneath some of those desert trees that you're starting to raise up.
Now, his question was specifically on what sounded like clearing desert landscape and trees. Mm-hmm. One of our talking points here is pruning deciduous trees. Let's jump into those. A lot of those, your elms, your ash, pistache, fruit trees, willows, cottons, mulberries.
Any of your deciduous trees, which are the ones that lose their leaves during the winter, this is prime time for trimming those. During their dormancy, it's a good time to get in and start trimming. Those also include a lot of your fruit trees, like your peach and your plum, your apricot, your apple trees. This is a great time to be pruning those. The evergreen trees, a little lighter pruning. As I just mentioned to this gentleman, in this time of year, it's a little early in the season. If you're just going to be doing some lighter grooming, you can be doing that even on your evergreen trees.
On the deciduous ones, just because it's the great time to prune them doesn't mean you have to. I mean, if a tree doesn't need it, don't bother it.
No, in fact, again, you can prune almost all of our trees any time of the year if the dosage of the pruning is lower. But there's optimum times for pruning all of our trees. And deciduous trees, winter pruning is really good. It's during their dormancy, their sap is not flowing. It's time for you to go ahead and do some of that containment pruning. And, of course, with your stone fruits, this is the best time to be cutting them back, especially if they are producing fruit on current year's growth like your peach trees. Now is your time to be reducing them heavily so that the new growth, which produces the fruit, will be at a harvestable height. You don't want those branches getting overextended and too long. When they get loaded up with fruit, they end up breaking. So now is your time to be cutting your apples back, your peaches, your plums, your apricots, and other stone fruits.
And do all stone fruits only produce on new branch growth?
On current year's growth, no. You do need to know your varieties. There's some trees are going to be producing wood on older second and third year growth. So you need to kind of be careful that you're not over pruning some of your trees and taking out all the wood bearing fruit. I mean the fruit bearing wood. Quite a bit. In fact, I was thinking this morning it'd be nice maybe even next month we'll try to publish a little guideline for the fruit pruning. There's, if you go to the University of Arizona Extension Office, they do have some guidelines, but maybe specific to some of the most common fruits, we could put together a little article that would help people to give them some guidance. And I was thinking I might try to do that in this next month or so. So check in on our website. We might try to get that article out and help some of you to give you some specific guidance on how to get those fruit trees pruned and ready for spring.
That is a nice thing about this to do, is it's not so timely. You know, we've got the whole dormant season. They're not going to start flushing out growth. Well, as warm as it is, it may be a little earlier than we expect, but you can still do some of your pruning as those buds start to come. So it's not like you got to get it done. You got a couple days, weeks, months to.
We really target December and January, so we are getting toward the end of that window. So time to get out those pruners on those fruit trees.
Yeah, 3 weeks left. Come on.